This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Durham-based architect Phil Freelon has had a year of triumphs and setbacks. Last fall, he celebrated the opening of the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. He led the architect team for the museum. But last year, Phil also received some hard news. He was diagnosed with ALS, and there's currently no cure for this neurological disease. Now, Phil is teaming up with his wife, Grammy-nominated jazz vocalist Nina Freelon, to help raise money for ALS research. They're hosting a benefit concert tonight at the Carolina Theater in Durham, and they both join me now in the studio. Welcome back to both of you, Phil and Nina Freelon. Good
Thank
to have you,
you
here.
Thank you, Frank. It's good to be here.
And together.
Got yes.
You. That's the first time we've done that. Yeah, we've had you both on. Let's talk about this because, Phil, this diagnosis came months before the opening of the museum, which you were so essential to, an important part of designing that. What was that like for you? What was happening when you got that diagnosis at that time?
Well, we had noticed some changes in my movement. I'm a runner, and so over the prior few months, I said, well, look, I'm running more slowly. My gait has changed, and so it wasn't that abrupt a revelation because we knew something was wrong, and we had been to a series of different doctors. We just ended up at the ALS clinic for the diagnosis. So at the same time, it was very disappointing and a shock and a real adjustment both mentally and physically.
Yeah, to be rough, Nina. I mean, to get that diagnosis any time, but again, in the midst of this impending high, you're going to go to the opening of this museum and to get that news.
Yes, we got the news in March of 2016. The opening was slated for September. So when we first got the news, we weren't sure if he would even be able to make it to the opening. I think when you get hard news, you live in the horror of it or the shock of it for a little while, but then you begin to piece together what can be done.
Right, and you know, you try and figure out what is the new normal going to be. And we decided early on that it wasn't in our nature as a couple or as individuals to retreat into some shell and pretend or, you know, to hide the truth because people around the office and friends could see that I was limping and then using a cane and so on. And we decided to try and do something positive about this. To not so much about finding a cure that would affect me directly, but to help with research. And that's where the idea for Design a World Without ALS came up. And we together thought that a benefit concert would be a great way to help Duke University raise funds.
What do we know now? Nina, I'll start with you about ALS and about what can be done to treat it.
Well, I'm probably the wrong person to ask about that. What I do know is that there are supplements and other kinds of off-the-grid treatments, but nothing pharmaceutical, nothing kind of a protocol-ish. I do know that staying in my lane, which is as an artist, is what I have to do. I have to do what I know how to do, and I know how to be positive. Phil's taught me a lot about that. And I know how to sing and how to perform. So this is really our way of broadening the village. When you get hard news, you need a village. And when you get happy news, you need a village. So the museum opening was like this watershed moment that was so awesome. And the village was a big part of it. Durham stuck its chest out with pride. And this moment of the ALS diagnosis is also a moment where we're asking the village to come and stand with us in the hard times and the good times.
I want to take us back. We'll go off on a little tangent, but I want to hear about that experience of being there for the opening, Phil, and kind of what you heard and what it was like for you to watch people who may not have known about your involvement in this building, in this space, talking about that experience.
Well, it was really special, and it continues to be. I've been back a few times. And, you know, the thing to remember, it's been a long journey for me, more than 10 years altogether, counting the planning work we did early on, the international design competition, design and construction. And we were just happy to be there and to be able to move around and engage with the people. And you're right, you know, you stand there sort of anonymously, and you watch people marvel at the building, and you listen for comments, it's almost distracting that way when I wanted to really take it in myself.
But, well, that's actually the question I have for you, because as an architect, I know you're engaged in the design and you're thinking about this thing, and it's sketches and it's blueprints, and then it's a shell and you're watching it go up. All of a sudden, the reality hits you. Wait a minute, this is a building for people, and here they are.
Yeah. Well, not just with museums, any building. There comes that moment where you take off your hat as the architect and forget about looking at details and what may be missing or how to improve something or is it on time, on budget. And you want to just be a visitor and a patron of the arts. And it takes that flipping of the switch to say, I'm going to do that. And we've done it. And it's great to just visit as a regular museum goer and learn about our history. It's wonderful.
Yeah. No, but I have to ask you, do you stand there and also look at the corner and say, I told them that wouldn't work, and say, I still don't like that?
Of course, you know, you have to be deliberate about, you know, flipping that switch and saying, I'm not going to do that today. I'm just going to take in the wonderful stories, some of them difficult, some of them really challenging, but also the triumphs and happy moments that are part of American history.
Well, that is true. I mean, that is it is the story of people. Yes, those difficulties and the triumphs and the defeats all the way through, and people enduring, which again, bringing us back to the ALS story, Nina, is what you were talking about, bringing this village together through thick and thin.
Yes. And we have an incredible village here. We really, really do. We love Durham. And Durham has loved us back. We set a very lofty goal of raising $250,000 for research. Nobody does that. No individuals do that. But we're very close to that, to making that goal. We've raised over $150,000 at this point, and it's only been since February. People have come out in droves to say, we want to change this right here. We're drawing the line in the sand right here, right now. Duke is poised to be at the forefront of ALS research with this kind of support that we're getting.
Well, and we talked about the fact that there is no cure at the moment. As I understand it, there is one FDA-approved medicine that has been shown to slow the advance of this disease. And as I understand it, it took $2 billion to bring that one drug to market. So to give you a sense of what you're up against
right.
here and the amount that's needed. And so your contribution to this certainly will be well received.
And that one drug is only anticipating extending life a couple of months.
Yeah.
And so it really is a condition or a disease that is not so much uncurable, it's underfunded. And compared to other situations like cancer or heart disease that have been at the forefront and get lots of funding, you know, we feel that with the proper attention and exposure and visibility, you know, ALS can pick up on the research and become one of these that has a cure at some point.
So tell us about this concert, Nina.
Well, I've asked my friends to come and join me, Take Six. Great, great friends. We had the opportunity to perform on the Grammys. They're coming. Nobody ever said, how much you're paying me? You know, they just said yes before I got the question out of my mouth. Regina Carter, the incredible violinist, a very, very great friend. She's coming to join the North Carolina Central Vocal Jazz Ensemble. They're coming to help swing us and sing us. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
We mentioned Take Six. They were with you at a performance during the Grammys a while ago. And why don't we listen to that performance, Straighten Up and Fly Right, with Nina Freelon and Take Six.
You sure dum-dum-dum fly right.
You know.
You sure dum-dum-dum fly right.
If you're gonna fly,
you, sure,
you need to fly right.
Hey,
sure,
I wish you better fly.
Bigger you do, bigger
they are.
For a ride in the air, the monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, now listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right, straighten up and stay right.
Straighten up and fly right. Oh, cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Blow your top.
Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool, cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The birds told the monkey, you are choking me. Release your hold and I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in his eye and said, your story's so touching, sounds like a lie. Straighten up and fly.
Straighten up and fly right. Nina Freelon with Take Six. They're going to be in concert tonight at the Carolina Theater. An ALS benefit concert tonight with her husband, also with me on the show, architect Phil Freelon. Phil, what a pleasure to watch you. I've never had you on the show together listening to your wife's music. You know, there's this whole thing about wives and husbands still laughing at each other's jokes, but watching you enjoy her singing is just a real treat.
Well, it knocks me out every time. It's incredible. I've seen her more than probably any other human being live and on records, and it's still just amazing.
Take Six, a pretty amazing group, too. Tell us about them.
Just an amazing Grammy-winning ensemble. And, you know, I've loved them since the very, very, very beginning, before I ever met them. And it's just a dream come true to see this relationship blossom over the years. And they're like my brothers. They just really, it's so wonderful when there's great talent and really great people at the same time.
You will see them on stage with Nina Freelon tonight at the Carolina Theater for a benefit concert for ALS. Let's get another sample of their music together. This one, Ooh Child.
Ooh Child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh Child, things will be brighter and brighter. Ooh Child, things are gonna be easier. Child, things will be brighter.
Nina Freelon and Take Six, Ooh Child, and you will hear them on stage at the Carolina Theater tonight at a benefit concert for ALS. Nina and husband Phil are with me here on The State of Things. Great song and going to be a terrific concert tonight. Phil, let me ask you about this. We were talking about your work with the National Museum for African American History on the Mall, and you're also working on a Motown Museum in Detroit. Give us a preview.
Well, I'm really excited about that. People often have asked me in the past year or two, you know, what's next after the museum on the Mall? I said, well, Motown's next.
And in should some have been ways, first, but okay.
Yeah, that's what my client says in Detroit. But in many ways, this could be as big and as expansive in its reach as the museum there for the Smithsonian. That music, if those of us who are of this age came up in the 60s and 70s will remember, the unifying effect of the Motown sound and how it brought people together, and it was a positive influence on our culture. And we kind of need that again in this time and place.
You got to meet Berry Gordy.
Of course, yes. Berry Gordy, Smokey Robinson. And wow. It was just really incredible as I followed that music as a youngster and on in through to today. The music is still vibrant.
How do you approach a project like that when you try to put it into bricks and mortar?
Well, we begin by listening and, you know, trying to figure out what is the essence of the story. And we want the architecture and the exhibits to be expressive of all of that, you know, not just to house, you know, the various exhibits and things, but the building can play a part in telling that story. So it begins with listening and, you know, interviewing the old-timers. We met with what they call the alumni of Motown, those who are still around. And it's very fascinating to blend those stories into the design process.
Well, thank you both for sharing your story with us tonight and today. And we'll be doing some great listening tonight at that concert at the Carolina Theater.
Thank you, Frank.
Nina and Phil Freelon, thank you so much. Phil is a Durham-based architect and designer of the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Nina, a Grammy-nominated jazz vocalist. Phil and Nina putting on a benefit concert for ALS Research tonight, 7 o'clock at the Carolina Theater in Durham. You can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org, a program produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Orman, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is the technical director, Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, Nina Freelon, singing the jazz standard, The Very Thought of You.
Of you. The longing here for you you'll never know how slow their moments go till I'm here with you. Thought of you.